other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1 hour from now, we're going to get into government and private reports on fake news, propaganda placement, product placement, disinformation in the news by the federal government. And Mike Adams joins us from the Health Ranger Natural News to talk about the melamine and 90%, according to the Associated Press, of the baby formula in the nation, deadly poison. Government says it will stay in. And now it's told the baby food makers, leave it in. It's not bad for you. Just killed a bunch of people in China and the U.S., no problem. Never mind dying, that's not a problem. You can't make this up, but it's all psychological warfare to throw it in your face. I want to take your phone calls in this hour on any of the subjects I've listed or any topics you wish to mention. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and you can get up and on the air. We'd love to hear from you, and I love all the different directions that callers take us in. But have your question and comment ready, because I'm going to try to take quite a few of the calls. In fact, I'll just start taking calls in the next segment. Then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to try to just in 10 minutes succinctly walk through, because I keep only covering different sections of it, such a big issue. I want to just give some general knowledge on what's happening. They're not just announcing 20,000 troops to patrol America. And a month and a half ago, it was only 3,000. We have all the documents. We know what the real plan is. It's already been set up. It's around 3 million troops. You're like, well, Alex, there's not 3 million troops. I understand that. These are not, you're only going to probably have 50,000 regular Army troops, Marines, and others on the ground, according to what they say they're going to do. But then you're going to have these auxiliary domestic security units as big and as powerful as the entire combined force of 1 million troops in the U.S. military, the armed services. That's all stated in there. Governors are now federal officers and can be removed by the president. It's all high treason. It's all just incredible. They're abolishing the National Guard. It is becoming purely federal under NORTHCOM. It's all right there. And the vast majority of the language in all of this and the training that I've observed, I don't need to even read their documents, but what I see in reality is what's in the documents. The best intel is going out and observing it. Is gun confiscation, mass roundups, forced inoculations. Now, what are they training the 26,000 preachers they've hired? They double it each year. That was in 2007. We haven't gotten any intel, no mainstream articles, no government documents leaked since last year. It was 26,000 in 2007, 13,000 in 2006, totally top secret. These preachers were sworn to secrecy. They're even given little badges. This is so sick. But they did plan to double it again, so I don't know what's doubling 26,000. Over 50,000 preacher spies, spying on their congregations, teaching them to submit. This is high treason. So they're telling you it's for terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing is built around spying on the American people, arresting the American people. All over the nation, they're trying to pass through federal lobbying and international lobbying, regional government lobbying, home inspections of all your houses from Houston, Texas, to St. Petersburg suburbs in Florida. I have that in St. Petersburg news today. You can't make this stuff up. Home inspections. They're filling out files on you inside your house. In Illinois, I remember 8 years ago, the story in towns all over Illinois, where people wake up and there's cops standing in front of them in their house, and the police do home inspections without warrants, without telling you. So this has already been done in Illinois. I don't remember the one town it first broke in. You can Google that. Police do home inspections unannounced, Illinois. I think you should pull it up for you. Maybe somebody can find that and put it in the forum. Nobody will believe it until you see it. So we'll take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Stay with me. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lawyers call for international court for the environment. A former chairman of the Bar Council is calling for an international court for the environment to punish states that fail to protect wildlife and prevent climate change. It says the court will have the power, basically, of the World Trade Organization, and will be made up of global warmer believers. It actually says that. So a kangaroo court, and if you don't submit, you'll be have sanctions put on you and then militarily invaded. And, of course, it says you will pay the taxes to the private banks. All over the U.S., again, they want home inspections with the police of your house every year for safety. They want fire department inspections, police inspections, CPS inspections. All of this is getting you ready to have paramilitary in your house, knock and talk, gun safety checks. Just, in America, we come in and look in your house every few months. So it's all happening. All children in Head Start already get 3 CPS visits a year. That was in the law, but they haven't implemented all of that. They're trying to. Just hell on earth. Total tyranny. The bureaucrats need a pretext to get you in prison. A pretext to fine and fee you. And we're in a lot of trouble, folks. A lot of trouble. Because the bankers are imploding this country and they want their pound of flesh. They want to bankrupt you. They want to control you. They don't want you to have money to travel and spend and be independent and educate your children or to be able to sue them. They want you broke back, on your knees. Let's go to your phone calls, and then I'll get into all that news. Adam in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. I was just looking at the Telegraph. And they were the headline. headline is terrorist took cocaine to stay awake during assault. You look at all these articles, and they're all mentioning cocaine and LSD and steroids, and the LSD part is just this throwaway line.
Yeah, they're going to recycle it, have a dual use, tying drugs to terrorism.
Right. They might as well say, the terrorists were found with traces of cocaine, they were juggling fruit constantly, and they were also found to have, traces of steroids. And then just never address the juggling fruit part, which doesn't make any sense at all, you know? I mean, it's completely out of place. I don't know
how
they...
It's not out of place for mind control.
Right, exactly. It's just ridiculous. And every single article that I look at, doesn't address the LSD part because it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
I mean, why would you take LSD... I mean, it seems like that would be a. It's not a.
Yeah, the Israelis and the
drug.
To make your point, the Israelis in the Six Day War sprayed LSD. This has been declassified on the Arabs, and so they all basically just started flopping around in the sand and hallucinating and running in all different directions. So that was one of the secret weapons they had, as well as depleted uranium, which nobody had heard of, mainstream at that time. But no, drugging patsies up with LSD, high dosages, is routine. So you just throw some nuts out, hopped up, and then the special forces go around shooting people. They did the same thing in the Moscow theater siege. You understand?
Yeah.
You drug the patsies out of their mind.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, you just have people you've been drugging for months, and you just disgorge them on the street with hand-em machine guns. And then they run around not knowing what they're doing. Some of them just go sit in a corner. Others run around in front of the cameras, smiling crazily, shooting their guns in the air, while the special forces take action. That's why the police, when there would be nobody even around the, quote, terrorists, the police wouldn't shoot at them. Because they'd been told to stand down. That's on record. Appreciate your call, Adam. Good to hear from you. Larry in Michigan. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, this is Larry from Michigan. You were talking earlier about the drugging military people and experiments and all that. I was a military person at Edgewood Arsenal back in the 70s, and I'm with a group of guys that's been there at Edgewood Arsenal where all these drug experiments went on since 1958. Well, actually, they started in early 50s, but the people I know started... in 58 to 75, there's like 15 of us that were involved in all that up there. And I can confirm for a fact that this stuff goes on. And,
it's public. It's public they do this.
Yeah, microchip implants. I've got a fellow in Tennessee that has one of those. They will not remove it. No hospital will even touch it. And this has been going on for years. And 90% of us that were up there are disabled from mentally, physically, or in whatever. I've sent your office several documents, unclassified, which I'm sure a lot of your people know about. This Dr. Ketchum, he was a psychiatrist at Edgewood up until 1971, I think it was. He recently came out with a book saying that, no, we didn't do that stuff, but we had barrels of LSD, 55-gallon drums of LSD sitting in my office, but we don't know where it come from. Well, I do. The CIA.
Well, it was the CIA that put the recipe for LSD out on the college campuses, and openly, this is mainstream history,
right.
They would literally have guys in suits giving the drug dealers huge satchels of it.
Right, right. I say, I've been researching this for 5 years. Up until 2006, when Admiral Turner released a document to the participants of Edgewood and Fort Detrick saying that we could now speak of our experiences there, but we cannot tell them what was going on. these are to our doctors or psychiatrists or whatever.
So, but they're telling you, I mean, look, national security doesn't cover up crimes. I don't care what these criminals say. But we know from the church hearings and other hearings, I mean, take Project Shad, just one of thousands of operations, but that itself had thousands of sub-projects. I mean, they would take our troops and put them in a room and nerve gas them to death.
Right.
I mean, that's on record, murdering our own troops. I mean, that's on record. That's who runs this government. And the police and military better understand that. I appreciate your call, Larry. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right, sorry about that. I was in the middle of eating, but let me be quick.
That's okay. Talk right into your telephone.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can.
All right. I had a few questions, but before I ask them, I want you to know that you know, last time I called, you thought I was ignoring you when I was asking some whatever questions I asked the last time. So, you know, when I'm asking you questions or whatever, just letting you know that I'm not ignoring you and just trying to get an information.
No, I understand. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, what panic projects do you have your eyes on that you would recommend that that we stay aware of or things of that nature? Because, you know, as they, you know, create the problem, they want to create the solution type deal. So what are some of the things that you're keeping your eyes out for?
Oh, I mean, that's a huge question. Staged terror attacks, starting new wars in Central Asia between Pakistan and India. That's what we said we were worried about a couple months ago. Look what's happening.
Right.
I mean, really, economic collapse, crime exploding, rioting unfolding in the next few years to where the public is sold on accepting military on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things we're worried about here.
Yeah, because, you know, hit on what you were talking about earlier with these mind control type operations they got going on. I mean, as you're keenly aware, you know, it wouldn't be unusual that they would kidnap some of these little kids, you know, back in the 80s, raise them up for a lot of years and brainwash them and do who knows what. You know, it can run pretty deep. But
definitely both of these snipers who were just patsies had those same mm-hmm. histories of government psychiatric care, army bases, totally staged. Of course, Operation Northwood says that they have groomed patsies waiting. See, I mean, mainly mind control is just about having somebody so blown out of their mind that they can't defend themselves. And then you just trot them out for the crime you've really committed.
Hmm. It runs deep. All right, could you expound on the what you know about the plan? Because I remember you talked about it before, but I found it very interesting where I think one of your guests were talking about it. Forgive me for not remembering his name.
It's okay.
It's about having people destined for a different list, like a red and blue list type deal. You know, if you're on the red list, this will happen to you. If you're on the blue list, this is going to happen to you. And I remember you saying you're on one of those lists, like the highest target, like they want to get rid of you quickly type deal.
Now, listen, I appreciate your call. People ask me why I talk about this is because listeners always are bringing it up constantly. Why are you still alive? You know, is there a list? I'm alive because I'm so prominent. I'm alive because if they kill me, it will validate everything I've said. And I'm also alive because the entire government is not evil. The top of the government is wicked. It's compartmentalized. That's why they have to announce they want to put troops on the streets, so that it looks kosher, so that it looks acceptable, so that it looks mainstream, hidden in plain view. That's why they have to announce that torture is good and have scores of TV dramas where torture is good. They have to twist our minds so that the general public will go along with it, so the police and military will think it's normal. It's setting cultural and psychological precedents. Now, as for lists, let's talk about the list we know. There's 8 million innocent Americans without criminal records who are on criminal databases under the Patriot Act. There's over 1 million Americans in the terrorist database, movie stars, politicians. It's done by design. So they're setting it up that you have this internal passport and the police are hooked into all these private databases, filled with disinformation. They corrupt the databases by design at the top. So then people can't even buy guns if there's a date wrong on their Medicaid papers, because their Medicaid papers are being fed through the whole thing. So there are lists by the FBI, the Pentagon, Army Intelligence, and others of people under martial law, under different scenarios, who are to be picked up. And then the troops that pick you up, they don't kill you. Then you're taken offshore facility where they decide what to do with you. I'll be right back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside.
I'll tell you how they're coming at me. They're trying to discredit me. A lot of times that's a prelude to killing somebody or setting them up. Well, look, I'm committed to humanity. Don't cry tears for Alex Jones. This is what men are supposed to do, what true warriors are supposed to do, to stand up for the weak, the innocent, the meek, to stand up against evil. We've gotten in this bad place because men forgot how to be men. We became weak-minded. We believed the lies. We rationalized what we were truly facing. And now we're in a lot of trouble. And for everybody that's going to serve this evil, it's going to hurt you too. This is going to hurt 99% of people. This is going to be bad for everybody. We just have to say no. And thank God we were on the air 13 years ago telling everybody what was going to unfold, and now it's unfolding, and so people are listening and believing, and the government is completely discredited, and the establishment hoped to have Barack Obama, because he's got different skin color, people would think that was change, and they fooled 30-40% of people, but they're even waking up now as he sells them out. So this doesn't have to happen. They don't have to get away with all of this. We can stand up and say no and get past our fear. Let's go to John, a New Jersey cop. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I appreciate everything you do. My thing is with police officers, why won't more law enforcement come forward and state who they are? My name is John Carroll. I'm a detective. I'm a 9/11 responder. Why are law enforcement people so afraid of doing this?
Why is the general public so afraid? It's peer pressure. It's cultural. What will people think?
Exactly. My badge number was 9/11 on 9/11. Now, that might mean something. I don't know. I'm not necessarily a religious person, but I do believe there is a God. But and another thing I wanted to mention, too, while I have you, I spoke to a good friend of mine who works, he's a detective in, I don't want to say where he works because he's not a 9/11 truther, but we looked up Barry Jennings. There is no incident report on Barry Jennings. And an incident report is an automatic, that's an investigation report. If you expire, there has to be an incident report. And for some reason.
I know, I paid for expensive databases to get everything on him, the guy that reported, the deputy head of emergency management reported all the bombs and the explosions in Building 7. And, you can't find anything, but you can find things on everybody else.
No, well actually, his wallet was stolen, or he lost it a month before 9/11. Now, I don't know if that actually connects. I don't know, obviously, it could just be a coincidence. It was on on First Avenue in Manhattan, but I don't know. I don't think that exactly. That's an incident. I don't want to say that precludes what happened on 9/11. That probably was just a coincidence. That's the last thing on the radar, as far as we're concerned, which is odd.
Well, when you're trying to wake up other police officers, I'd bring them Reuters last week with the Germans caught staging a terror attack in Kosovo against their own police station. And I mean, there's cases every week where government stage terror attacks. So the fact is, this does happen, this does come out, because there are good people, in these systems who catch them. It's all compartmentalized. I keep going back to compartmentalization. But take, why don't police stand up and do more against the evil system? A, they're compartmentalized. B, they're brainwashed and conditioned, dumbed down just like the rest of the public. But more than that, take the Texas Rangers. They found out, 3 years ago, now I guess about 4 years ago, that there was mass pedophile rings with judges, police, and others at the Youth Commission in West Texas. Then they found out it was going on statewide with the parking lots filled with people coming in to have sex with the young boys. And then the state police, that's part of the state police, they got in trouble for trying to investigate it, and then they had to blow the whistle internally to finally get some investigation going, and then those guys now are getting demerits and getting white-gloved, getting white-glove inspections. So, because it's a pedophile ring that runs things, sir. It's just you can't make this stuff up.
I found in my career now, I'm a cop for 15 years now.
Well, stay there. We'll finish up with what you have to say on that, then I'll get into the whole martial law situation, the latest developments there, and we'll talk to Paul in California, Steve in Chicago, John in PA, Bill in Texas, and others. Two big guests coming up after that. But stay there. We'll come right back to you, John in New Jersey.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
I was a highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
Those of us fighting evil, we count.
With the sea I did.
We're part of history. We are history's actors.
I sailed a schooner.
We're taking action.
To Mexico.
We're trailblazing against evil.
I went aloft to
God.
The mainsail in a blow.
On our side.
And when
the dark ones, those that serve darkness,
but I'm living still.
They are history's actors as well.
I was a damn
it is a great contest.
Across the river deep and wide.
And though I live in great danger,
we're still in water deep.
I probably had more than 10 death threats yesterday.
A place called Boulder,
I am honored. I am blessed to be in this position.
I slipped and fell into the wet.
And I recommit myself every night when I go to bed with a prayer.
They buried me in that great
God of the heavens, that I be a straight and strong, honorable person, that I have the courage to see it through all the way to the end. Be part of history. Don't be a spectator. Get involved now.
I fly a starship.
You're only alive once.
The universe divides.
There is a great adventure
and when I
that beckons you
side,
to be a player in the world.
I'll find a place to rest.
To bring light where there is darkness. To bring aid
perhaps I may become
where there is pain.
Man again.
To let your love shine.
A single drop of rain.
But I will remain.
But I will remain.
All right, let's go back to your calls.
Back again,
I got to take that song out of rotation. Every time I hear it, I got to play the whole thing. So good. All right, finishing up with... I've actually heard of you, John, up in New Jersey. You've had some 9/11 truth events up there. You've had a lot of courage. Being a police detective and a 9/11 hero... What type of pressure, if any, have you gotten for your public stand?
Actually, it's more dismissive. It's for some reason, is like what you speak to. There's this bubble around people that they don't want to accept it. Even the people that responded, and when you lay it out, like Richard Gage eloquently lays it out, and you refer the websites, is everyone just recoils from it. I have no idea why.
I know why. It's too scary to realize that there's this type of evil in control.
Well, it was more of a rhetorical question, and thank you for the response. But what I've been attempting to do is to not necessarily embrace the whole 9/11 truth movement, because you've spoken to it quite a few times that it does get a little. Convoluted.
It's also filled with operatives.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I think you spoke to the Loose Change guys when it wasn't Burmese. It was who was the other guy?
There's Corey Rowe and Dylan Avery.
And he was worried because when Barry Jennings had expired. I remember you challenging. Listen, you have to insulate yourself, like coming out and going public about this, and I'm 100% on board with that. The issue with me is when I try to speak to my contemporaries, it's so, like you said, compendialized that everyone sort of just automatically recoils, like a knee jerk reaction to what truth is. I mean, it's this simple. All you have to do is just look up the information.
Well, I mean, let's just forget 9/11. Let's just say 19 guys from a cave actually did that, and the CIA just happened to be running drills of flying planes at the exact same targets at the exact same time. And, with the London bombings on 7/7, the exact same trains and bus being bombed at the exact same time, at the exact same location, on the exact same day, magically with the government running that drill. And, all the other thousands of pieces of evidence. Are the U.S. troops and British troops massing around Afghanistan the months before and Bush signing a launch order, Associated Press, to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11, on and on and on forever? Or the heads of embassies saying that the hijackers were U.S. government agents and were allowed back in and that had security clearances, on and on and on. Let's just ignore all that. Operation Northwoods was a U.S. government green-lighted plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. There are over 200 declassified examples of the U.S. government and the European government staging terror attacks that are admitted just up until the 1980s. Just last week, the Germans were caught attacking the UN NATO base, dressed up like Serbs. They were caught. They were caught. They were caught. It's admitted. So, I mean, every week there's this is red-handed. So we know this goes on. So to say that we're dumb for wanting investigations when there's all this evidence of a cover-up, I mean, they planted not one, but two passports the day of 9/11, and then they claim they found them? Not just that they didn't get damaged, but they found the passports.
Alex, if this is the info war, and I believe it is, I mean, it really, you, I have to embrace the idea, because it is tough to get around, because I'm used to interrogating people, or interviewing people. That's what I do for a living. So you have to deconstruct people, which is tough. You're psychoanalyzing, and it's tough. I've taken many courses over the years just to do that. So my question to you is that if you're the commander, and you are, you really are, you're putting more out than anybody can possibly do that I know of. So if you can do that and you're the commander, you have to look at the local police as the grunts. We're the guys in the mud, and we're going to do...
I know, and at a primitive level, I tend to lash out because the system is corrupt. And I've said, I add to the psychology, even us against them, getting mad at all these videos of cops beating up defenseless teenagers, and then that actually helps the New World Order, because then that makes good cops think that the people are against them, and then it adds to the gang psychology. And I've tried to be more friendly towards the police. I've tried to reach out and explain to them that they're under attack as well. I've tried to show them how they're being programmed. I have tried. I have been trying. And you're absolutely right. I am not a perfect person. None of us are. And at a primitive level, my dad gets pulled over in a car I sold him. And the cop comes up and says, "You're not Alex Jones." And by the way, I listen to Alex Jones on the radio. And I'm sorry we made you sit here for 10 minutes, but this said special handling in my database. And then they're now integrating these databases. It's got all this disinfo in these databases. I'm upset. I'm threatened. I've been there witnessing troops training to take our guns. And I know the directors of the police and the military are evil. And so at a certain point, the evidence is so overwhelming, and I know people aren't to the level of understanding that myself and many others are. And so, you know, to them, they can laugh this off. There's no time to laugh it off anymore. This is real. You know, this stuff is really going on, and I don't know what to do. And people say, well, what's a solution to this, a solution to that? All I know how to do is try to expose the unbelievable wickedness and evil and tell people it's not going to be a bailout, it's a banker takeover. I go read the bill. I tell people it's a scam. Then it's up to them to stop it. I tell people that Congress was threatened with martial law. Senator Inhofe admits it. Two other congressmen admit it. People spin it and say, no, that's legislative martial law, which is what one congressman said separately. This is separate. Physical martial law was threatened, but the public is in denial. You know, there's just millions of things that go on, millions of things that happen. I have to psychologically deal with knowing all of this without cracking up, which a lot of people do crack up. This is a stressful job I've got every day, but I do it because at my core base, I know I'm right. I know we've got the history and the facts, and I know these people can be beaten. And I know it's like I'm in a chamber with the door locked and the water's rising, and I better find the key that's somewhere on the floor or I'm going to drown. And so I don't have a choice. I've got to keep going forward. And am I going to do even a perfect job? Probably not. But you know what? I'm doing all I can, and that's all I can do. I mean, look, I know the police are drinking sodium fluoride that brain damages them in thousands of studies. I know they're shooting their kids up with mercury-filled shots that are brain damaging. I know they're eating GMO foods that's going to kill us all that are in the hammer. I say that you're in the same boat with us, whether you know you're in the same boat or not. And that reality can't be changed, even if people psychologically don't get it.
Well, Alex, I have about 20 to 25 police officers listening right now that they actually listen to me. They actually know what I've been trying to say, and they were actually starting to see it. John Corzine, who's a former Goldman Sachs guy, who's our governor right now, is just raiding our pensions.
Yeah, let me stop right there. If you see films I made 10 years ago,
I've seen every film.
Well, maybe for the officers listening, proof is in the pudding. Do this. They're all free on Google and YouTube. They look terrible. It's better to buy the DVDs at Infowars.com that are high quality, but I don't care. Go get them for free online. Take notes of every claim I make in Police State 2000. And then go check them. Just Google the terms. It's all their government documents. Now, take Police State to the takeover. The FBI screwed up at an Army checkpoint on I-35 and gave us a classified document. Well, the death threats we got over that, you should have seen it, the death threats Mike Hansen got. They give us a cover sheet for the media, and then they give us the secret document that says not for disclosure, you know, classified. And it says, we're in secret operations in 77 counties and warrant service. And I already knew that from witnesses. But I got the document that the Army in Texas and in many other states, we were the big beta test, was doing this. So right there, now police officers, you're hearing on the news, oh, we're going to abolish the National Guard, roll it under federal control, make the governor's federal officers, and we are going to, we just now decided to do this. That's a lie. They set this up covertly decades ago. See, it transcends administrations. This is a long-term plan, and I say in the films to take your pension funds. Now, why did I say that? I'm not that smart. The IMF and World Bank stated in all these public documents and others that got leaked what they'd done in third world countries they were going to do here and in Europe. Once the police state's in place, they will take all the major pension funds. They will take them, and they will only give you part of it back. It will then be a government check, a federal check. They're now announcing that. So, yes, the whole aim of tyranny is so criminals in government can get away with murder. And see, they train cops. Oh, wink, wink, we're trying to uphold society. Yeah, we got to cut a few corners because we're under attack, and, we've got to do this. And that's how the corruption starts. And then so the police are kind of taught that they're on the inside track and that they're something special. You're nothing special. They don't tell you not to shoot your kids up with mercury. They don't tell you not to give your babies formula full of melamine. We told you 10 years ago. I mean, it was all over the news. It was all over government documents that the milk was hurting the babies years ago. Now they admit it. But they talk to us like we're animals, and they say, okay, we've always said melamine's deadly poison, but now, since it's in 90% of the baby food, it's not just in the formula, we are going to say that it's not bad for you anymore. I mean, do I need to play, John, for the police officers listening right now, get the CBS clip, because this dovetails with the next guest coming up. Now, this aired nationwide. When I saw this, the minute I saw this 5 years ago, and there's hundreds of such clips, the minute I saw this, John, I went and I Googled the headline, and guess what I saw? CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, they all simultaneously, word for word, in local affiliates, reported the exact same script with the same video feeds packaged. It was fake news. We're going to cover that next hour. This is admitted. With a local face reading the script to make it look local, because they found people trust local news more than national now, so that it's a really local is really national, and it's federal. Now, telling you that mercury is good for children's brains, good for their behavior. Now, I ask the officers listening, you may not believe me that there's eugenics and they're killing all of us with soft kill weapons. You may not know what soft kill is. You better find out.
Actually, Alex, most of the cops that are actually listening right now believe this. It's not like we're not.
Okay, well, let me play them the clip.
Listening.
Well, then let me just play them the clip in case they never heard it. Here it is.
Mercury containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life saving device wins over the counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, so there you have it.
Alex, real fast, when you refer to the black suits, now, in Jersey City, it's called the emergency squad. That's what our SWAT team, if you want to call it.
But it was a New Jersey police chief 6 or 7 months ago that said, we wear these uniforms for intimidation. They might not have told you that, but I read
I'm aware of that, but what I'm trying to explain is that it's sort of insulated in the sense that we refer to these guys as tackleberries from the Police Academy movies. Those knuckleheads, they're ostracized. They really are. Believe me, they're called hooples, nut jobs. We know them right
off the bat. Well, I'm not even saying I've got a lot of friends who have on SWAT teams or been on SWAT teams. I mean, SWAT teams didn't act like this 20 years ago.
I'm not saying the whole SWAT team. It's a tactical response from urban policing. Of course, they're not all.
But I understand you're talking about the guys that are all souped up looking for trouble.
Yeah, I mean, and believe me, they're ostracized. From the interior, from the from your infrastructure of the police department. We all know who they are.
Well, let me tell you, they're expanding those units, and they plan to replace most police with them.
Yeah, but there's way too many good guys, and there are knuckleheads.
I understand that. That's why they have to sell us on evil. That's why they're on the news saying torture's good. That's why they're on the news saying troops will keep you safe. All those years they denied they were setting us up. Now, oh, we suddenly just have this plan to put troops on all the streets. And then you actually read what they say. Go read it. I've got it right here, actually. Hold on. November 24, 2008, document OSD 13259-08, Secretary of Defense Memorandum, Recommendations for the Commission on National Guard and Reserves. This says they're getting rid of the governors, making them federal officers in emergencies. It says they're going to merge the regular military with local police. This says that this has been a long-term plan, that of the 80-plus recommendations, 25 are already implemented, and those are all the ones about troops. But then they go on the news, and they tell the public that this just popped out of a cabbage patch. Listen, it's great hearing from you, and we appreciate you, and I know a lot of police are waking up. I have just been discovering that in the last few years, and I have cops come up to me all the time in other cities, the town I live in, saying, hey, why are you so mean to us? We listen to the show. And I understand that. I was a great cop yesterday when somebody kicked in my parents' back door. I had to go over there, and he was real nice. All right, I appreciate you guys, and I understand. Just speak out against the evil. We need you to.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus.
You're not going to find fulfillment
on the pain
with cars and money and power and sex.
The only thing
you're going to find fulfillment sacrificing.
The need
you're going to find fulfillment
tears a hole.
Having courage.
The old familiar.
You're going to find fulfillment freeing your mind.
Try to kill it all away.
You know, we've told the truth. We've been right about 98% of what we've said. We've always tried to be right, always tried to tell the truth. Are we perfect? No. Far from it. But we're all on a very special journey together. We all grow. We all change. We all get greater discernment and understanding. You know, there's times when I have at the top of intellectual heights and understanding and a great spirit of love and discernment. But more often than not, I shift back into a greedy, hateful, bad person. And all of us struggle with that every day. I mean, I routinely catch myself saying mean things about people. Things I wouldn't say to their face. That's a cowardly thing to do. It's a bad thing to do. You know, all of us need to try to be better people. And all of us need to get focused on issues that really matter, issues of significance. I'm going to go to some more of your calls before our next guest joins us on fake news. Fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. After 9/11, Rove pressured the entertainment industry to produce propaganda. That's propaganda actually put out by George Soros, Think Progress, and the Obama people. But it is true, but they make it like it's, oh, media manipulation is Republican. No, it's both parties. So we'll be going over that. You know, I said I'd get in this hour, but I ended up spending 20, 30 minutes with that caller. It was an important call. On the notes I wrote for Coast to Coast AM last night, I also wrote notes for Monday's show I never got to. You know, here are my notes. These are just little thought points to make me remember key thoughts I was having. What is really happening with the militarization of police and this new act? The history. The secret takeover, martial law, Congress, the attack on real, legitimate government. How this militarization of police is all about securing the theft, the tens of trillions they've stolen. Almost $8 trillion in the last 6 weeks, but $4 trillion from the Pentagon pension funds before that. Why the founders said don't have military on the streets, don't have militarized police. Why it's worse than a third world system we're facing. What happened in Iceland? How the military is to train the children to be citizen spies. And I don't just have government documents. I have it on video. The Marines training children to be spies. And how Obama is going to suck in all these youth to be part of it. The fact that the Pentagon has lied about all of this and said they weren't setting any of this up while we had their documents, and now they're publicizing it because they're about to go public with it. They finally have to admit they're doing it. They claim they just decided to do it today. Their public relations campaign. Claiming that it's going to be for helping people with car wrecks. Oh, the Army's here with Starflight, and the Army's here with Live Flight, and the Army's here to get you out of a car wreck. Again, training you that, oh, the Army's here, they're helping. Oh, they're in the parade. The two-pronged attack, the fake terror, and the fake environmental movement. How that's going to control our lives. How to stop it. Just like we threw out the Patriot Act in 800-plus cities in seven states, we can do the same thing here by going to city council and speaking out against it now before they implement it. How the establishment is testing us right now psychologically, seeing if what we will accept with trial balloons, how we need to not fail the test but pass the test and say no. And a lot more. And how it's really more than 3 million troops to be on the streets of America, but most of them are going to be domestic private spy corps under Homeland Security.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.